Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
38 degrees. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We've now learned all six on board a small plane that crashed Thursday morning in a San Diego neighborhood have died. Remarkably, no one on the ground was killed, just eight people with minor injuries. In Washington, D.C.'s Lafayette Park, a vigil Thursday night for the two Israeli embassy members who were shot and killed outside the Jewish Museum after the shooting. Recordings show the suspect yelling, "Free Palestine." An escalation in the battle between Harvard University and the Trump administration, which is now barring Harvard from allowing international students to enroll. Ryan Enos is a Harvard professor of government.
This seems like an example of the Trump administration acting in a clearly authoritarian manner. They're trying to punish a institution in the United States for not bending to its political will and doing it by attacking international students.
Foreign students accounting for more than a quarter of Harvard's student body. This is ABC News. More than 40 million Americans are projected to drive somewhere for the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Lower gas prices may be a factor, but there are other considerations. ABC's Lenthias Cheney has more from Jefferson County, Florida.
The national average for regular gasoline is projected to be $3.08 per gallon over the weekend, the lowest for Memorial Day since 2021. Traveler Jacob Pepper lives near Ocala and spends summers in Wyoming at his second home. He says the broader economy has him thinking about the future, especially for his kids.
So many families right now are having to live with each other just to make ends meet, and it's hard. And most of us, like middle-income folks, our wealth is in our homes.
AAA surveys show that while many travelers are eager to get away, there's a shift towards shorter, more budget-friendly trips.
A divided Supreme Court rejected Oklahoma's bid to create religious charter schools. The justices deadlocked 4-4 after Justice Amy Coney Barrett recused herself. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today, partly sunny and a very nice day. It looks like a high of 63. North winds 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear and chilly, a low of 37. For Saturday, partly cloudy and pleasant and 65. Sunday, near 70, pleasant and mild with partly cloudy skies. Memorial Day Monday, partly cloudy, remaining mild, and a high of 70 degrees. Looks like a beautiful weekend coming up. Right now, after a high of 44 early this morning, we're down to our overnight low. It is 37 degrees. That's a look at weather today, Friday, May 23rd.
So proudly we washing people's sins away. He can save your soul if you give him control. So be ready for the judgment day.
Oh, let's all go down to the river. There's a man walking on the water. Come along with me.
We start the day in a positive way. Jimmy Davis and Let's All Go Down to the River. Indeed. Well, good morning. It's Friday. We've made our way here today, and that forecast has changed significantly this week. It sounds like it's going to be a really nice Memorial weekend. I even hate to say that because it seems like then all of a sudden it'll rain on Sunday, and somebody say, you said it was going to be good all weekend. Well, no, sorry, but it looks at this point like it is going to be really nice. Next mention of showers in the forecast, really not until Tuesday. So we had a pretty good amount of rain this week. Just 1/100th yesterday here at the WRCO studios, but certainly very, very nice, significant rain. And one of the things you might be doing this weekend is mowing yard. The other thing, maybe finishing up a few garden plots. So whatever it is, good luck this weekend. It's the Light in the Milk Cow Show today.
Heaven's just a sin away, oh, oh, just a sin away. I can't wait another day, I think I'm giving in. How I'd love to hold you tight, oh, oh, be with you tonight. But that's still
start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
Just look at this mess that I'm in. Gentle lover, you're a terrible friend. Or I'd never get this close again. But I can't seem to stop myself from falling. You wanna come see me tonight? Gotta be strong, I know it's not right. Gotta hold on, put up some kind of fight. And maybe it's time again. Cause I just can't say no to you.
guess I never understood. Something so wrong, it seemed so good. Would I give it up even if I could? If I'm falling, let me fall with you. Cause I just can't say no to you. Though I know we'd be better off through, but my heart won't admit that it's true. And I just can't say no to you. Oh, when will it end? Break it off and then we're back again. And I just can't say no.
Mo Bandy on WRCO Radio 514. Today is Friday, May 23rd. American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 here in Richland Center will be at area businesses for Poppy Day today. Help support your veterans and families by donating. River Valley School Fair hosting a broad stand at Prem Meats in Spring Green from 9 until 6:30 today, and again Saturday from 9 until 6. That reminder today. Looking ahead towards Sunday, the Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad will have its annual pancake breakfast Sunday from 7 until noon at the squad building in Viola. The event is free to the public and free will donations will be accepted.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, J-E-N-N-I. At MWT.net.
Get ready, gearheads, music lovers, and barbecue fans. This Sunday, head to Summit Ridge on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston for an epic day of chrome tunes and smoky goodness. At 1 p.m., the first car show of the season kicks off, featuring live music by the Eric Knopfsinger Band from 1 until 5. Bring your appetite. Barbecue chicken will be hot off the grill all day long. Classic cars, great music, and delicious food. It's all happening Sunday, May 25th. At Summit Ridge between Laval and Mauston.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Look
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The WIAA softball tournament got underway for a few schools last night. Among the scores that we have, it was Lafarge over Weston, 10-6. Winnewick Center, 12-0 over North Crawford in five innings. It was also a win for Pecatonica over Southwestern, 8-7. In 11 innings. Riverdale was a 15-0 winner over Boscobel, and Darlington beat Parkview 5-3, all in the softball tournament. There were regular season softball games played last night as well. Richland Center edged Platteville 1-0, Fenimore 14-12 over Dodgeville, and Reedsburg was a winner over Cambria-Friesland 8-2. High school baseball, game heard on WRCO last night. Richland Center 6-5 over Platteville. Lancaster got the win against River Valley 6-2. Dodgeville edged Prairie du Chien 2-1. Riverdale 14-12 over Darlington. DeSoto beat Weston 11-0. It was also a win last night for Iowa Grant over North Crawford 6-4. And Winnewick Center 2-1 over Nisida in baseball. Boscobel 4-3 over Fenimore. Lafarge beat Kickapoo 7-3. High school soccer, Dodge Point over Richland Center 5-0. And River Valley tied Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca 1-1. The Brewers with a nice win last night. Christian Yelich had a couple of home runs. Milwaukee waited out a really long rain delay before they finished off Pittsburgh 8-5. Philadelphia 2-0 over Colorado, and it was Washington 8, Atlanta 7. In the American League, the Yankees 1-0 over Texas, Angels 10, Athletics 5, Cleveland 7-0 over Detroit, Houston 9, and Seattle 2. Toronto beat San Diego by a score of 7-6. From the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City got by Minnesota 118-103, and from the NHL playoffs, Florida 5-0 over Carolina. That's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
37 degrees. Boo! It's cold, absolutely. I was at the ball game last night, and it was great. Short sleeve shirt weather in the first part of the game, and then, oh, yeah, it settled in a little cold last night. 37 is the overnight low. We're headed towards 63 a little later on. But here is the official way to warm up. It's the aerobic polka, powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Fenimore.
We have a special polka going out this morning. We have a radio friend out there in Radio Land, one of our old farmer friends that still gets up and does the chores in the morning, and he's over clear over there in Baraboo. He's been listening to us for a number of years, and he has a birthday coming up on Sunday. So, and he wanted to know if we could do a special polka request, which we don't get a lot of polka requests. We get requests to not play them. No, just kidding. Anyway, yes, for our good listener in Baraboo, up early doing the chores, the poor old farmer, and here it is, Jimmy Sturr and the Clarinet Polka.
Thank you.
is finished without playing that song, the clarinet polka.
Jimmy Sturr and the band, the clarinet polka there for our birthday boy, celebrating a birthday on Sunday. 5:25 here on the Light in the Milk House Show, Friday edition. Let's check out things down at Sam's Place. I think they're starting early, or they never closed. I'm not sure.
Starts a jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's Place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Jimmy's shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's Place. Well, they've got a swinging band down at Sam's Place. You can hear them picking 20 blocks away. Setting sun until the break of day. There's old Jimmy's shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's Place.
Sounds like a swinging time there down at Sam's Place. Farm news and markets coming up next here on WRCO Radio as we pass on by today, getting ready for the big weekend. Drive carefully.
Would you look at what came down the road today? Wanting me to be one more mistake to make. A bridge to burn to get to someone new. Hey, pass me by if you're only passing through. You sure like the traveling kind to me. Don't stop if this ain't where you want to be. Now I don't know what you think you run into. Hey, pass me by. I'm not gonna be a stepping stone among the other hearts that you walk on. Lord, help me if I fall in love with you. Hey, pass me by if you're only passing through. Hey, pass me by if you're only passing through.
For Good morning. Thanks for starting your day with local radio right here. WRCO out of Richland Center. Phil Nee with you. It's 37 degrees. We're headed towards 63 later. Time check is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
The new report from the Make America Healthy Again Commission is causing the ag industry to pause. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The 68-page report features studies showing possible health risks from glyphosate and atrazine. Darren Kopic with the Ag Retailers Association tells Brownfield,
if there are two pesticides that have been studied more than glyphosate and atrazine, I don't know what they are. They've been looked at up, down, and sideways by not only EPA, but by regulators around the world. Everybody around the world comes out and says glyphosate is not a carcinogen. It's probably not a carcinogen.
Kopic says the report turns its back on the work the EPA has done to ensure products are safe, and the immediate threat for farmers is a loss of crop protection tools. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says the report should not be viewed as the American system of agriculture isn't safe, but rather as an acknowledgement the industry can always work to improve the science and regulatory systems. Kopic says,
nothing's ever finished and perfect. There's always refinements that can be made, whether that's with the approval process at EPA or in farming practices out in the field.
Farm Action says they're pleased with the report's crop protection findings. In a statement, the organization said the report rightly points out how federal and state policy has often been guided by corporate profit more than public interest. Work continues to commercialize pennycress into a viable biofuels feedstock. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Dr. Wynn Phippen at Western Illinois University has spent the past 15 years developing pennycress from a roadside weed into a domesticated commercial crop.
A farmer can confidently plant in the fall, survive any sort of disasters Mother Nature throws at it throughout the winter months, and then survive to be harvested.
Tad Wesley, research agronomist at WIU, says studying pennycress in a corn and soybean rotation has also been crucial.
We don't get much of a yield hit on soybeans after pennycress. Corn, we see a little bit more, but very little yield reduction.
Jim Hedges, CEO of Covercress and a Central Illinois farmer, says the long-term goal is to bring a new revenue stream to Midwestern farmers.
A farmer can now get three revenue crops in 2 years while improving soil health and developing an oil seed that can go into high-value biofuels.
Hedges says this spring marks the second-year harvest of commercialized Covercress, and the company plans to continue to expand the number of acres planted this fall. From Western Illinois University in Macomb, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Net farm income is expected to increase in 2025, but an ag economy says that's not the reality for all producers. David Widmar with Agricultural Economic Insight says it's a tale of two ag economies.
Where we have crop production, they're at some of the lowest levels that we've seen. When you look at cow-calf producers, it's about the best time or one of the best years of the last 15 plus.
Widmar says with overall net farm income expected to decline in 2026, he's watching for any changes in the market for the rest of the year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
It's been estimated that one in four farmers struggles with mental health.
We have such a responsibility to not only the farmers and ranchers and corn growers and everybody else out there that's feeding the nation, but we have a responsibility to our fellow man, our fellow woman, our fellow children, to ask them if they're okay, to tell them that it's okay to not be okay. We live in a world where we can be anything we want. The most important thing to be is kind.
Saying something could mean everything. Brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements. Just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Another scattered round of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs close mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade was relatively quiet Thursday with just some light scattered business that was reported. For the week, dress deals have ranged from $358 to $370, mostly $360, which is $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. The handful of live deals that have taken place were in Kansas at $224 to $227. That's not enough business to establish an accurate price trend. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, the undertone on both steers and heifers were higher. No trend was available for feeder steers and feeder heifers this week. The USDA says demand was good. Medium and large one feeder steers, 756 to 789 pounds, brought $307 to $316. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 810 to 849 pounds, brought $273 to $284.50. Boxed beef closed higher with good demand for fairly light offerings. Choice was up $1.38 at $368.97. Select closed 67 cents higher at $348.95. Estimated cattle slaughter was 116,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and down more than 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a fairly light negotiated run. The cash hog market has struggled with consistency. This week's export sales report from the USDA showed global pork sales were up substantially. This week marked the return of China to the purchasers list following the agreement between the two countries to pause tariff and renew trade negotiations. The industry remains optimistic domestic demand will see a bump with the arrival of summer grilling season. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down a penny with a weighted average of $95.29. The Iowa Minnesota closed $4.82 higher with a weighted average of $96.45. The Western Corn Belt was up 89 cents with a weighted average of $96.45. Pork values were firm, up 23 cents at $100.27. Picnics, bellies, and loins were all higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down nearly 3,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up, supported by higher box beef ahead of this week's cattle on feed report and lean hog futures into the day mixed on spread trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
One of your biggest investments season after season is high quality feed. But are you getting the most from it? If you aren't using a silage inoculant to preserve the quality and nutritional value of your high quality silage, the answer is no. When you pair your high quality silage with science-based, research-proven Silosol brand products from Novo Nesis, not only are you supporting improved herd health and performance, but you know you're getting the maximum return on your feed investment. Talk to your local dealer about what sets Silosol inoculants apart. Purchase your silage inoculant today.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up with a higher move in meal. July was 4¾ higher at 1067.5, and August was up 3½ at 1062.5. Corn consolidated, watching the U.S. planting pace. July was 2 higher at 463. September was 1¾ lower at 441. Live and feeder cattle were up, optimistic about the rest of the week's direct business. June live was 147 higher at 215.62, and August was up 185 at 210.50. August feeders were up 335 at 299.77. and hogs were mixed with conflicting fundamentals during Thursday's session. June was down 82 at 98.70. July lean was 47 cents lower at 102.05. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Cancer risks may be higher on the farm. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. As if there weren't enough health and safety issues on the farm, people in agriculture and related industries in rural areas may have a higher risk for cancer. Carolyn Powell of the Iowa Cancer Consortium participated in a recent AgriSafe webinar on the subject.
We know that cancer does occur less in rural areas compared to urban ones, but the cancer rate is higher in rural areas. And this is often due to barriers to accessing screening or treatments.
Powell says cancer risks can rise depending on environmental exposures.
Cancer is a disease of many genetic, behavioral, social, and environmental factors. Not all environmental factors are within the control of the individual to mitigate, but they are still considered modifiable.
Another presenter, Audrey Tron Lom, works at the University of Northern Iowa and says a farm can pose a variety of cancer-connected exposures.
Chemicals that are used on a farm, like herbicides, certain insecticides, maybe fertilizers, diesel engine exhaust, certain solvents, organic dust, radiation, mostly talking about the sun here, heavy metal exposures, and of course, a mixture of any of these substances together.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Indiana's dairy industry will be front and center at this weekend's running of the Indianapolis 500. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more about how milk plays a part in the big race finish.
For more than 20 years, two Indiana dairy producers have met the winner of the Indianapolis 500 in Victory Circle with a cold glass of milk. This year's American Dairy Association Indiana veteran milkwoman is Abby Herr from Kendallville.
Being out there and handing that milk to the winner, this is such a surreal moment already. This is a pinnacle for an Indiana dairy farmer, so I'll probably ride that high for quite a while.
Ashley Stock, well, a third-generation dairy farmer from Hudson, Indiana, is the 2025 rookie milkwoman. She says this is a great opportunity to highlight the work dairy producers do on their farms.
Sustainability is really important to us on the farm, just making sure, you know, we've been here for three generations, that we're here in the future as well. You know, should our kids decide to carry on the tradition of the family farm, that we're able to do that.
From Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
USDA says April's 2025 dairy cow slaughter was 207,200 head. That's down 10,700 from March and 31,000 from April of 2024. The cumulative slaughter, 889,900. That's $95,900 less than this time last year. Cash dairy prices were higher Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey up 0.75 cents to 54.25 with no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 1.25 cents at 194.75, 5 sales. Cheese barrels were up 0.75 cents to 187, 5 sales. Butter prices moved for the first time since last week, up 2 cents at 236.25, 24 sales recorded. Now I've had dry milk up 0.5 cents at 123 with 7 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
One of your biggest investments, season after season, is high-quality feed. But are you getting the most from it? If you aren't using a silage inoculant to preserve the quality and nutritional value of your high-quality silage, the answer is no. When you pair your high-quality silage with science-based, research-proven Silosol brand products from Novonesis, not only are you supporting improved herd health and performance, but you know you're getting the maximum return on your feed investment. Talk to your local dealer about what sets Silosol inoculants apart. Purchase your silage inoculant today.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. This month, with your Ace Rewards card, you can save $100 on a Weber E325 gas grill, or you can purchase Ace Motor Oil, 1 quart, for $3.49 each. Select Ace Birdseed and Miracle-Gro products on sale as well. Our greenhouse is now open, and we have many different types of yard and garden soils and mulch on display. And don't forget our selection of lawnmowers. So stop in for these and many other great products. And as always, we appreciate your business.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be celebrated this year at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham. Happening Sunday, June 8th from 7 to 1. For just $5, enjoy a hearty farm breakfast with pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, ice cream, and more. Kids 3 and under eat free, and there's fun for the little ones with the pedal pull starting at 10 a.m. Visitors should park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and catch a free shuttle to the farm. Easy and convenient for everyone. Start your Sunday the dairy way. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, the 44th annual at Schmidt Farms, coming up Sunday, June 8th. The high of 63 later on today. We're going to turn those numbers around because right now it is 36 degrees. We get set for a really nice weekend weather-wise. Memorial weekend in southwest Wisconsin. Shine up those shoes. We're going to go out on the town. This is the Light in the Milk House show, and here is Red Foley.
Have you ever passed the corner of 4th and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoeshine stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. He makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. You ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity-hibbity-hibbity-hoppity-hoppity-hibbity-hop. He opens up a business when the clock strikes 9. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Listen, let him go. Don't that tickle you? It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes
Dixie Pop. Just listen to him fan the air. Here goes. He opens up a business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy. The Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
From the first school dance to the last school bell, every moment has led to this. Congratulations to the Hillsboro High School graduates. Sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Joan Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, Geary Land Transportation, and Meyer Oil and LP.
In the morning, nothing was going right. Spent the whole night fussing and fighting with your wife. Bills out in the mailbox, you know that you can't pay. Then you try to leave for work and your car's been hauled away. What you needed was a real good, feel good song. One that makes you feel alright when everything goes wrong. One that makes you move your feet, makes you sing along. Song. A friend of mine was working hard, saving all his pay. Like Jesse James, IRS stole most of it away. Then he got chased by a street gang and he finally found a phone. He called up the police and they put him on hold. What he needed was a real good, feel good song. One that makes you feel alright when everything goes wrong. One that makes you move your feet, makes you sing along. You need a real good song. They say music charms a savage beast, and I believe it's true. Man's had it down through history when he's had the blues. He'd find a drum to beat on and a horn that he could blow. You know it worked for the children of Israel at the walls of Jericho. They brought the house down with a real good song. One that makes you feel alright when everything goes wrong. One that makes you move your feet, makes you sing along. You need a real good, feel good song. You need a real good, feel good song. One that makes you feel alright when everything goes wrong. One that makes you move your feet, makes you sing along. You need a real good, feel good song.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO. Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
Gone, but never forgotten. This Memorial Day, we honor those who gave all in defense of our freedom. This tribute is brought to you by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress and Richland Family Prescription Center, committed to remembering our heroes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, quiet weather lingers across most of the Midwest right now. You have to go way up to the eastern part of Upper Michigan to see a couple of showers at this time, and then over the eastern Great Lakes as well. That system, though, is gradually shifting away from us. Generally, the weather the next several days will feature a mix of sun and clouds, cool temperatures, which will gradually be moderating. Right now, we're running about 8 or 10 degrees below normal, but we should climb back up to normal by the mid-portion of the upcoming week. No organized storms or fronts projected to come through either. Just a couple of weak disturbances from time to time in the early to mid part of next week could bring us a few sprinkles or a light shower or two during the afternoons, but overall very small amounts. So it should be some nice weather for getting out and gardening. Also good for heading out for those Memorial Day observances and just generally enjoying yourselves over the next week or so. Here's that forecast now for today. Partly sunny and tranquil with a high near 63. North wind between 5 and 12 miles per hour. Partly cloudy to clear. Chilly tonight, dropping to 37. There might be an isolated spot or two that gets a little frost. Partly cloudy and pleasant tomorrow, high in the mid-60s, north wind between 5 and 10. On Sunday, pleasant and mild with partly cloudy skies, low near 40, high of 69. As we head into Memorial Day, partly cloudy, remaining mild, low about 43 with a high near 70. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy, some spotty showers are possible. Low 46 with a high of 68. Wednesday, breaks of sunshine, a 30% chance of a brief shower. Low in the upper 40s, high near 71. And Thursday, feeling a bit more summer-like with partly sunny skies, highs in the mid-70s. Still a very small chance of an afternoon shower storm. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 36 degrees with partly sunny skies. Yesterday, we tapped out at 61. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain very early in the morning. The record high for May 23rd, 89. It goes back to 1972. The record low, 24 in 1963. Last year's high was 78 and the low, 49. Sunset will happen at 8:27 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 5:29 coming up tomorrow morning. Right now, the air is calm. Barometer is at 30.22. No precipitation today. We were at 44 at midnight, and now down to an overnight low. It's a chilly one. It is 36 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
A reminder from WRCO, Team Boonie Tunes for Grace will be having its 15th annual Boonie Tunes Art and Garage Sale today and tomorrow from 8 until 5 both days in downtown Gillingham. The Art Barn will be open with 100 paintings to choose from. The War Dog Memorial Dog Patch will be open to honor military working dogs this Memorial Day as well. That reminder from our community calendar today as we get set for Memorial Day and head out and about today. Drive carefully. I noticed lots of boats and campers rolling the last couple of days as well. The update at 6 from ABC is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Memorial for the two young people murdered in Washington, D.C., and what police say appears to be an anti-Semitic attack.
Overnight, hundreds gathered outside the White House for a vigil, honoring the two Israeli embassy employees who were shot and killed. On Wednesday night, 30-year-old Yaron Lashinsky and his girlfriend, 26-year-old Sarah Milgram, had been attending a Jewish heritage event at the Capitol Jewish Museum. The couple, just days away from being engaged, was fatally wounded by a suspect who authorities say was fixated on the Israel-Hamas war.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, among the victims of the San Diego plane crash on Thursday, Dave Shapiro, music agent and founder of the Sound Talent Group. He was also the